George Clooney envisions the end of the world in his new movie, The Midnight Sky. And our critic Bob Mondello says he does that both on screen and from the director's chair.
Words on screen at the start tell us we're at an observatory in the Arctic and that it's February 2049, 3 weeks after the event. What event isn't clear, but whatever it is, it's cataclysmic, causing all but one of the observatory's employees, Augustine, played by George Clooney, to head for points south.
Still time to change her mind.
I could race to see who could die first.
Terminal patient. Outlives the rest of humanity. Someone should put you in a medical journal.
Nobody around to read it.
If you stop the transfusions, you won't last a week.
If I was in a hurry to die, I'd go with you.
They look at the line of people leaving.
They all want to be home.
Where's that?
For you, I guess that's here.
Augustine has made observatories his home for decades as a young scientist back in what would have been just about now. He looked at what humans were doing to this planet and set about trying to find an escape route. One of Jupiter's moons looked promising. Today should have been the realization of a 30-year dream, the crew of an exploratory mission returning from Jupiter brimming with good news. But they've come out of weeks of radio silence to more radio silence,
3 weeks.
A whole planet's worth.
Well, if Mojave goes offline, then Spain or Australia immediately grabs the signal. No gaps. We're not receiving anything.
Augustine, meanwhile, having stayed on alone at the observatory to try to warn them, has discovered first that his transmitter isn't strong enough.
Come in, Ether. This is Barbo Observatory. Are you receiving this?
And second, that he might not, after all, be alone at the observatory. A fire alarm in the kitchen sends him running, and it's when he's put the fire out and the smoke clears that his heart nearly stops. There's a little girl. He gets back on the radio.
A family member has been left behind. Somebody needs to come back for her.
But there's no one to come back, which will make a cross-glacier trek to a stronger transmitter tricky. Clooney is working from a script by Mark L. Smith, whose screenplay for The Revenant created a roadmap for films about loners battling the elements. He puts his character through wintry hell in the Arctic. And having once been through a bit of outer space hell in gravity, Clooney is just the guy to orchestrate calamities for the folks on the Jupiter mission.
What is it?
I can't pull it up on radar.
Credit Clooney with essentially making two differently tense movies here, one dealing intimately with a planet's mortality, the other finding epic imagery for personal mortality. Both are designed for a wide screen that almost no one's going to see Midnight Sky on, but that's okay. The action mechanics are rarely as compelling as the film's portrait of a world we've managed to destroy just 3 decades from now. The disaster is kept vague, so you can insert your own details, the unbreathable eco-future of Blade Runner 2049, maybe, since this one's set in 2049, or the nuclear war aftermath of On the Beach, a film that's given 2 separate shout-outs, once when a member of the space crew is watching its stars Ava Gardner and Gregory Peck.
I'm so frightened.
I'm so sorry for so many things.
And again, in the credits, in flashbacks, that's Ethan Peck, Gregory's grandson, doing a fine Clooney impression as the young Augustine. The Midnight Sky, let's note, manages to find more glimmers of hope than either of those other dystopias, maybe because we need hope in mid-pandemic, or maybe just because Clooney, at heart, is an optimist. I'm Bob Mondello.